Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
With the 13th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Derek Queen from the University of Maryland.
Not staying in Atlanta.
I would have preferred Atlanta, to be honest with you.
He got traded to the Pelicans in exchange for Asa Newell and a 2026 first-round pick, the more favorable first-round pick between the Pelicans and the Bucks. So Queen becomes the first Terp to be selected in the first round since another Baltimore kid, Jalen Smith, back in 2020. But you don't necessarily like the fit.
Well, I just worry a little bit about that organization. Like, there's not really a culture of winning there. There's not a great culture of player development. They've obviously gone through their issues with Zion and others there. It's a weird setup. Like, the Benson family owns them. I don't know how much they really care about it. Like, Mickey Loomis, the GM of the Saints, kind of ran the Pelicans for a period of time, and I think still has way more influence over there than he should. I like the fact that they traded for him and showed some conviction in it, but it's been a weird locker room. It's been a weird franchise. I don't love it.
Ben, you nailed it on the show yesterday, saying take is over on the 11.5 draft position. He ended up going 13th, so that cashed. But are you a little skeptical of the landing spot?
Yeah, right away, me and Jason were texting about it. Just like to Jason's point, go look at DeJounte Murray. He was on a podcast a few weeks ago, and he's just spent last year in New Orleans. So this isn't like old blood. He just spent last year in there, and he said it was the worst playing experience I've had. And this is a guy that's been a lot of places, and he didn't work in Atlanta. Like, he was pretty adamant he didn't like it there and things weren't good there. So, I mean, Derek Queen, I mean, he talked about it during, and we listened to a little bit of it yesterday, like, I can fit anywhere, right? I'm a winner. And hopefully that's the case. Quite honestly, I would hope to see Zion get pushed out, trade, whatever they want to do with that. You got Misi, who's going to play the center. DQ can play the four. I think that would be good. I would just... Zion on the court and off the court, I would think it would benefit if they kind of moved him out.
Yeah, there's just something that has seemed to be off in their basketball culture for a long time.
Something's been off about the Wizards for a really, really long time. They haven't won 50 games since the 70s, but their draft selections last night, Ben, Trey Johnson and Will Riley, what did you think?
When we got to five, like, I'm feeling myself, right? Like... Ace Bailey did. It's the second year in a row someone's forced their way to Washington. When I heard, by the way, the Utah Jazz.
What do they think they're building?
They are a joke. Like, I actually hate the Utah Jazz. I don't know who you think you are.
It was back-to-back weeks.
No, it was not. No, I was going to say you fumbled. Uh-huh. No, like fumbled a chance. Because they go out and tank. They do dumb things. I was not about to. But they like screwed themselves. By tanking, they get in trouble, caught doing it, and it doesn't get them anything. So now they take a guy who begged them not to take him. By the way, go look at his social medias. He wants nothing to do with Utah.
No, the last place he wants to be is Utah.
Literally. So I'm angry. I will say, though, I like Trey Johnson. I wanted Trey Johnson over Fears because that was the talk, that they wanted Fears. And to make myself feel better, if we did not get Bailey, I put $10 on Jeremiah Fears to be selected six. That was plus 270. And then I put $10.
That's some milkshake money.
Plus $10 or $10 on plus 600 on Trey Johnson to be sixth.
Wow.
Plus 600 he was.
Nice.
So it was a nice $60 cash there.
Yeah.
But I like his game. Like, he is a bucket getter. Like, he's going to be able to provide them offense they haven't had. He's going to have to put some muscle on. And, like, there are questions. Like, he took plays off in college and stuff. But the offense ran through him at Texas. And another thing that I really liked when he sat down with Will Dawkins, like, Dawkins pointed out a bunch of plays that he took off and is like, you can't do that. And his response, like, when he talked about it, he's like, I love that. I want somebody pointing out that. Like, and then they ask him, what are you into outside of basketball? And it's like kind of like me when you guys ask me about movies and stuff. I'm like, I don't care. I like sports.
I
like
drink milk and I watch sports.
Yeah, absolutely. He's like, I like basketball. I'm like, not getting Ace Bailey. This was the second guy that I wanted. So I like Trey Johnson. Riley, like, I'll be honest. There's a lot of people in the Wizards community very excited
about
it.
Would you rather have Clayton or him?
Clayton. I just, and I think Riley is upside. But I just, like, I don't know.
Clayton's got some jam to him.
Clayton, like, hits shots.
He's a money guy.
Yes. I didn't love the Riley pick. But again, I also didn't understand moving to 21. But real quick, the NBA needs to change. Like, I'm telling my dad, more than half of these guys are wearing a hat they're not playing at.
Yeah, finalize the trade before the pick.
It's terrible.
It's a bad look.
And then, like, 5 years from now, if Trey Johnson's awesome, we won't be with Trey Johnson, but if Will Riley's awesome, like, we'll have him wearing someone different's hat. We'll have Walter Clayton wearing a Wizards hat. He never played for the Wizards. Bilal Coulibaly, he's wearing a Pacers hat because, like, every time you go back, it's somebody wearing a team's different hat.
I also thought it was a joke going back to Sunday for Game 7 that the KD trade was announced. Can you imagine a big news thing? Granted, it really can't happen with how the NFL's set up, but the day of the Super Bowl like that? Like, what are we doing? It's your first Game 7 in 9 years. Like, hold the news.
Yeah. No, there should be a moratorium on that. Yeah, look, my biggest takeaway from the draft is, and Ben and I talked about it amongst ourselves. We wrote a column for my buddy Seth Davis's website, Hoops HQ, on how we would play the draft. And then we did a segment on one bet with us. There was no way Ace Bailey was falling out of the top five. And if he did, six was the absolute lowest. The idea that this kid was going to be available for trade, somebody might go 7, 8, 9, like, no, sorry. He was trying to call his shot, but he wasn't a cancer at Rutgers. He wasn't thought of as a kid who's going to get in all kinds of trouble off the court. And he's one of the three most talented kids in this draft. He was not going outside the top five. And I hope you bet it like I did, because they were giving you plus money, giving you good plus money.
Coming up at 3:15, Deontay Johnson. He is a cancer inside of multiple locker rooms, and he explained what ended up leading to his suspension and then getting let go from the Ravens. That's at 3:15. But coming up next, Ravens are going to have a rookie kicker this year. Does that mean that Harbs is going to be more aggressive for going for it on fourth downs? How much did they go for it last year, and what type of success did they have? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.